Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Everybody, welcome back to the Proof Negative show here. I am Proof Negative, running a few minutes behind here. I do have Amanda that's going to join us here, and if you want to be a part of the show, the number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and let me go ahead and bring Amanda in here. Amanda, welcome in.
Hi.
Hey, I don't know if you got my wife's message, but I got lost for a few minutes, actually.
Oh, what was going on?
We had a friend that stayed with us, and we were dropping them off at the airport, and I made the wrong turn 3 times in a row.
Yikes.
So, finally, we were able to figure out where we were going, and that killed about 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, well, a drive to the airport is always a joy anyway, besides making the wrong turn. But I guess all is well now, right?
Yeah, so I figured you were probably wondering where I was, and, you know, I don't have a cell phone, and I'm like, well, my wife just sent you a message, and hopefully you saw it.
I was getting on to look for any messages from you, but, you know, if we're not friends, I may not have seen it.
Yeah, that's what we were wondering.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's in there somewhere, but I didn't see you, so I was like, you know, it was weird music, just to be honest. I wasn't used to this basic music that they were playing, and I immediately knew something was different because that's not your music.
Yeah, you were just you're just waiting for me to get in.
Yep, I figured. Well, I know how it goes. Life is like that, so I just figured I'd hang out for a bit until I either heard from you or
it you got bored reading for me.
Right.
All right, so what have you been working on today?
Well, I got my AquaCure device, so I've been working on that. So I've got this device that electrolyzes water, and it creates something called Brown's gas or plasma gas, and so I've been playing with that. I got it day before yesterday, set it up yesterday, and been trying different things and drinking the water, and it's been it's been consuming my thoughts. I didn't sleep much last night because I kept thinking of all the things I wanted to do with it. So it was good, though, because I was sitting here breathing the gas in. It's really great for bringing the hydration to your cells, and it really helped to calm my stomach. I ate some almonds earlier, and I often will get a stomach ache from almonds, but I love them so much, and they were delicious, and I had several handfuls. And I've been paying the price all evening for it. But now I'm
so
better.
I heard while I was out that that Brandon had another speech about how bad Republicans are.
Oh, that does not surprise me.
So he's talking about how Republicans have nothing but threats to democracy, and they're offering political violence. And Democrats
they're offering political violence, huh? I thought they were always the, accepting crew that just, love and acceptance.
No, I'm talking about Republicans saying Republicans are not offering nothing but violence.
Oh, I see. So they're accusing us of violence. Got it. Yeah, hadn't heard that one. Was that today?
That was last hour.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
So I have not listened to it. It's downloading as we speak. So I'll play it at some point.
Okay. Let me check. I have some Telegram groups that I follow, and typically they'll run through that stuff, but I haven't seen anything yet. So this will be interesting to see what you're sharing with us.
So, I guess they're trying almost anything because nobody's interested in the Democrat Party right now. You have you have Oregon and New York, which almost always vote Democrat no matter what, and the Republicans are leading in those races.
How ironic. Well, I've heard that a lot of the Democrat platform, if you want to call it that, and it's nothing anybody can get behind. You have to be completely checked out to think that anything they're suggesting is helpful, beneficial, anything you can put your energy toward.
Well, right now it's about voting rights. That's a big issue now. So, trans voting rights, abortions after birth, and Trump. That's what they have.
That's disturbing. Wow. Always they love to have a scapegoat, aka Donald Trump, but this abortion after birth and that's evil. And you mean transgender rights? Is that what you're referring to?
Oh, they say that the voting laws right now are against trans rights. So I don't understand how... let me show you the article here.
Thank you. I'm trying to find it, and it's causing stress. Okay.
So fake news claimed today that transgender voters are facing more voting restrictions in states with strict voter ID laws. Voters are concerned they might be blocked from casting their ballot. And then the other fake head says, yes, that's because a growing number of states are enforcing stricter voting ID laws that disproportionately impact the trans community.
Hmm.
So now are they saying that trans people are like black people that can't afford IDs?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm trying to find in this article where that's justified. Why that platform? Why is it supposed to be stacked against them? They're hurting transgender. They are more likely to have IDs without the name that they go by. I see. So they just want everyone to recognize their fake name. Got it.
Well, but what about if you try to cash a check at a bank?
Yeah, right. And I don't know how hard it is, but I'll tell you, whenever I've heard of people, like say when they're adopted and they want to go and get their birth certificate changed, they don't just issue you a new birth certificate. They issue you an addendum. Your original still exists, and then they just add on to it. So it's not like you ever just erase the first one. So I'm certain that's the same thing with any other marker, like your Social Security card or any of that. That's going to always have your legal given name, regardless of what nicknames or fake names or whatever name changes you do.
All I know is that if you go to try and cash a check and your name is Brian Johnson and you try to go to the bank and say you're Brianna Mills, that they will not cash your check for you unless you could prove that you're Brianna Mills.
Yeah. I'm sure they're so offended when they have to provide their actual identity. How offensive. That's just horrifying, I'm sure.
So that's the rights that they're asking for, to just say who they feel like being today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. It's not like that. Even when I got married, I could change my Social Security number association, but my maiden name is always attached to everything. It's just always there, so you can't get away from it. I'm sure they're super offended. Aren't they always, though? I mean, there's no way to change your ID situation in every area because it doesn't work like that. So I'm sure they're going to be frustrated no matter what. I guess that's
well,
what they must want now.
I don't know any liberals that are actually ever happy. Because their happiness is derived from taking normal people's rights away.
Yeah, good point. Yep, they always need to have something to be victimized by. There's no solution to this. I guess when I'm reading this article, I'm not seeing them come up with any solution. So what they're saying is we're being treated unfairly, and that's it. There's not any kind of solution that they have in mind. Like, what would you do? How would you handle that? Voter laws? Oh, I guess I know what they want. They want to just not ever have to show ID for anything. That's what they want. Especially voting.
Well, maybe they're trying to justify these ballot harvesting drop-offs where someone can just take a hefty bag with 2,200 votes in it and just stack them in the ballot drop-box.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Yep. Yeah, I was just looking at more information, but they're really not forthcoming on anything. There's just, there's always something new that's a big, somebody's getting picked on and discriminated against, but there's never any real solutions on how to fix the corruption, of course, ever. They need to have it open for anyone and everyone. So, I mean, I don't know if this is true, and maybe you can verify this for me, but I was listening to someone talk about how many people have come across the open border. It's enough to fill several states of people. Is that a correct estimate that you're aware of? Like that many millions of people?
I don't know exactly, but I believe this year is the largest amount of illegals, or as they call them, undocumented friends of America.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I heard somebody say it's the equivalent of filling several states worth of illegal people coming across the open borders. And that's what I'm assuming also, if you don't have to provide any kind of proof or any ID of who you are, you could go and, you know, use your name to vote.
Remember, too, that Brandon just recently again reiterated, or maybe it was Kamala, where they said that they fixed Trump's border problem. The border was wide open until they took office.
Oh my gosh. Well, that is straight up lying and gaslighting. Wow.
Well, just like Governor Hochul and a few other Democrats said that crime is down 20% this year, thanks to Democrat policies. But what they don't tell you in that poll was they excluded the top 100 cities in America.
Oh, well, that would bring your crime rates down for sure. Sounds a lot like how they are claiming that we've seen the biggest drop in fuel prices since the Biden administration.
Gas was way over $5 a gallon before he took over.
Right. Exactly. And now, ooh, it's under $5. What a drop. Uh-huh.
Yeah, what is it now, $4.69 here?
Yeah, I think the closest to me that the least expensive closest gas station to me is $4.26 a gallon. But it depends. If you're right in the middle of town, yeah, it's about $4.50-ish average. At least in St. George, Utah, that's what we're looking at in town. And it hasn't really dropped that much because it was over $5, but you're not looking at those huge drops that they keep claiming are happening. It'll go down 10 cents. Woo. That's nothing to claim don't need to have a parade for that. But I guess anything to draw the attention away from the fact that no matter what, every time that person stands up to say something, it's gibberish. It's incomprehensible. Same with Kamala, but Brandon's just completely unhinged. You can't understand a thing he says. So anything to draw the attention off of that. And then I was reading a report yesterday that Poland is preparing for war against Russia. And typically whatever happens with Poland also has big backing with the United States. Have you heard any of that?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, that just typically, I mean, of course, we're right now sending whatever however much money from the United States to Ukraine to support the war, quote unquote. As soon as other countries get involved, it's going to be even force, I guess, to say, we'll be looking at supporting all of the countries that are going up against Russia.
So the Brandon speech is officially uploaded here.
Awesome.
It's a half hour, though. We're going to kill a half hour by listening to dribble. Maybe I'll just get bored, or you could say, whenever one of us says we're done, we'll just cut it.
Okay.
Although I'm sure the best stuff is towards the end.
All right.
I don't believe we're wasting airtime on this, but whatever. It might take a minute or two before he starts talking.
No worries. I was just trying to find the article I had been reading about Poland preparing for a potential Russian invasion.
Why would Russia invade Poland?
Oh, because the fact that they're in an alliance. So Vladimir Putin's Russia continues to threaten Ukraine after stealing Crimea in the spring and blah, blah, blah. Let's see, jumping down. The news reports of Russian troops moving on the Ukrainian border. Oh, never mind. That's not the one I was reading. That was ridiculous. I'll have to find the right one. That one was a bunch of drivel. Worse than usual. Yeah, no, that's not it either. Dang, why can't I find it now? So I belong to all these groups on Telegram, and as you probably know, once you're lost on a Telegram thread, it's hard to find your way back. I'll keep looking and find it.
Yeah, there was two separate articles in the Gateway Pundit, so I don't know which one is the more correct one.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think I told you that my son, Lance, lived in Poland for a while. Lance, who we interviewed that one night with some music therapy. And so typically, if it comes to Poland, I will ask him what he knows, because he still has friends that live there. And he said that it's true. They are bulking up their defenses. And I'm trying to find which one I sent him. There's a serious risk of a war with Russia over a period of 3 to 10 years. It all depends on the outcome of the conflict in Ukraine. But they're increasing their army and their military budget, and that typically indicates that United States will be throwing money at that as well. So long story short, it's as soon as they decide that they're going to back Ukraine, or they're going, whatever it is, whatever manufactured war scenario we can come up with to create a fake world war, that was how it will begin with Poland, because it always does. That's always the country that gets thrown under the bus.
You know, I have it still rolling here, so.
Oh.
But we're waiting to hear him start talking. So, unfortunately, there's no fast forward button or rewind button on the switchboard. So we have to just wait for it to show.
No worries. I'm still looking through my Telegram groups trying to find it. Not either. Oh, but I did find the President Brandon speech. can't call him anything else but Brandon now. I apologize to all the Brandons in the world, just like you have to apologize to all the Karens in the world. We're not trying to use their names in vain.
Yeah, I was trying not to go into anything too hard because I don't want to stop.
Right.
All right, here's some applause.
I hear that.
Good evening, everyone.
There we go. All right, we'll be quiet.
Just a few days ago, a little before 2:30 a.m. in the morning, a man smashed the back windows and broke into the home of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the third highest-ranking official in America. He carried in his backpack zip ties, duct tape, rope, and a hammer. As he told the police, he had come looking for Nancy Pelosi to take her hostage, to interrogate her, to threaten to break her kneecaps. But she wasn't there. Her husband, my friend Paul Pelosi, was home alone. The assailant tried to take Paul hostage. He woke him up and he wanted to tie him up. The assailant ended up using a hammer to smash Paul's skull. Thankfully, by the grace of God, Paul survived. All this happened after the assault. And it's just, it's hard to even say. After the assailant entered the home asking, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" Those are the very same words used by the mob when they stormed the United States Capitol on January the 6th, when they broke windows, kicked in the doors, brutally attacked law enforcement, roamed the corridors hunting for officials, and erected gallows to hang the former Vice President, Mike Pence. It was an enraged mob that had been whipped up into a frenzy by a president repeating over and over again the big lie that the election of 2020 had been stolen. It's a lie that fueled the dangerous rise in political violence and voter intimidation over the past 2 years. Even before January the 6th, we saw election officials and election workers in a number of states subject to menacing calls, physical threats, even threats to their very lives. In Georgia, for example, Republican Secretary of State and his family were subjected to death threats because he refused to break the law and give in to the defeated president's demand, just find him 11,780 votes. Just find me 11,780 votes. Election workers like Shay Moss and her mother Ruby Freeman were harassed and threatened just because they had the courage to do their job and stand up for the truth, to stand up for our democracy. This institution, this intimidation, this violence against Democrats, Republicans, and nonpartisan officials just doing their jobs are the consequence of lies told for power and profit, lies of conspiracy and malice, lies repeated over and over to generate a cycle of anger, hate, vitriol, and even violence. In this moment, we have to confront those lies with the truth. The very future of our nation depends on it. My fellow Americans, we're facing a defining moment, an inflection point. We must, with one overwhelming, unified voice, speak as a country and say there's no place for voter intimidation or political violence in America, whether it's directed at Democrats or Republicans. No place, period. No place ever. I speak today near Capitol Hill, near the U.S. Capitol, the citadel of our democracy. I know there's a lot at stake in these midterm elections. from our economy to the safety of our streets to our personal freedoms, the future of health care, Social Security, Medicare, it's all important. But we'll have our differences. We'll have our difference of opinion. And that's what it's supposed to be. But there's something else at stake. Democracy itself. I'm not the only one who sees it. Recent polls have shown that an overwhelming majority of Americans believe our democracy is at risk, that our democracy is under threat. They too see that democracy is on the ballot this year, and they're deeply concerned about it. So today, I appeal to all Americans, regardless of party, to meet this moment of national and generational importance. We must vote, knowing what's at stake and not just the policy of the moment, but institutions that have held us together as we've sought a more perfect union are also at stake. We must vote knowing who we have been, what we're at risk of becoming. Look, my fellow Americans, the old expression, freedom is not free, requires constant vigilance. From the very beginning, nothing has been guaranteed about democracy in America. Every generation has had to defend it, protect it, preserve it, choose it. So that's what democracy is. It's a choice, a decision of the people, by the people, and for the people. The issue couldn't be clearer in my view. We, the people, must decide whether we'll have fair and free elections. And every vote counts. We, the people, must decide whether we're going to sustain a republic where reality is accepted, the law is obeyed, and your vote is truly sacred. We the people must decide whether the rule of law will prevail, whether we'll allow the dark forces to thirst for power, put ahead of the principles that we've long guided us. You know, American democracy is under attack because the defeated former president of the United States refuses to accept the results of the 2020 election. He refuses to accept the will of the people. He refuses to accept the fact that he lost. He has abused his power and put the loyalty to himself before loyalty to the Constitution. And he's made a big lie, an article of faith in the MAGA Republican Party, the minority of that party. The great irony about the 2020 election is that it's the most attacked election in our history. And yet, there's no election in our history that we can be more certain of its results. Every legal challenge that could have been brought was brought. Every recount that could have been undertaken was undertaken. Every recount confirmed the results. Wherever fact or evidence had been demanded, the big lie has been proven to be just that, a big lie, every single time. Yet now, extreme MAGA Republicans aim to question not only the legitimacy of past elections, but elections being held now and into the future. The extreme MAGA element of the Republican Party, which is a minority of that party, as I said earlier, but is this driving force, is trying to succeed where they failed in 2020, to suppress the right of voters and subvert the electoral system itself. That means denying your right to vote and deciding whether your vote even counts. Instead of waiting until an election is over, they're starting well before it. They're starting now. They've emboldened violence and intimidation of voters and election officials. It's estimated that there are more than 300 election deniers on the ballot all across America this year. We can't ignore the impact this is having on our country. It's damaging, it's corrosive, and it's destructive. And I want to be very clear, this is not about me. It's about all of us. It's about what makes America, America, It's about the durability of our democracy. For democracies are more than a form of government. They're a way of being, a way of seeing the world, a way that defines who we are, what we believe, why we do what we do. Democracy is simply that fundamental. We must in this moment dig deep within ourselves and recognize that we can't take democracy for granted any longer. With democracy on the ballot, we have to remember these first principles. Democracy means the rule of the people, not the rule of monarchs or the moneyed, but the rule of the people. Autocracy is the opposite of democracy. It means the rule of one, one person, one interest, one ideology, one party. To state the obvious, the lives of billions of people from antiquity till now have been shaped by the battle between these competing forces, between the aspirations of the many and the greed and power of the few, between the people's right for self-determination and the self-seeking autocrat, between the dreams of a democracy and the appetites of an autocracy. What we're doing now is going to determine whether democracy will long endure. It, in my view, is the biggest of questions. Whether the American system that prizes the individual, bends towards justice, and depends on the rule of law, whether that system will prevail. This is the struggle we're now in, a struggle for democracy, a struggle for decency and dignity, a struggle for prosperity and progress, a struggle for the very soul of America itself. Make no mistake, democracy is in the ballot for all of us. We must remember that democracy is a covenant. We need to start looking out for each other again, seeing ourselves as we the people, not as entrenched enemies. This is a choice we can make. Disunion and chaos are not inevitable. There's been anger before in America. There's been division before in America. But we've never given up on the American experiment. We can't do that now. The remarkable thing about American democracy is this. Just enough of us, on just enough occasions, have chosen not to dismantle democracy, but to preserve democracy. We must choose that path again. Because democracy is in the ballot, we have to remember that even in our darkest moments, there are fundamental values and beliefs that unite us as Americans, and they must unite us now. What are they? Well, I think first, we believe the vote in America is sacred, to be honored, not denied, respected, not dismissed, counted, not ignored. A vote is not a partisan tool to be counted when it helps your candidates and tossed aside when it doesn't. Second, we must, with an overwhelming voice, stand against political violence and voter intimidation, period. Stand up and speak against it. We don't settle our differences in America with a riot, a mob, or a bullet, or a hammer. We settle them peaceably at the ballot box. We have to be honest with ourselves, though. We have to face this problem. We can't turn away from it. We can't pretend it's just going to solve itself. There's an alarming rise in the number of our people in this country condoning political violence or simply remaining silent, because silence is complicity. The disturbing rise of voter intimidation, the pernicious tendency to excuse political violence, or at least trying to explain it away. We can't allow this sentiment to grow. We must confront it head on now. It has to stop now. I believe the voices excusing or calling for violence and intimidation are a distinct minority in America. but they're loud and they are determined. We have to be more determined. All of us who reject political violence and voter intimidation, and I believe that's the overwhelming majority of the American people, all of us must unite to make it absolutely clear that violence and intimidation have no place in America. And third, we believe in democracy. That's who we are as Americans. I know it isn't easy. Democracy isn't perfect. It always has been. But we are all called to defend it now. Now. History and common sense tell us that liberty, opportunity, and justice thrive in a democracy, not in an autocracy. At our best, America is not a zero-sum society where for you to succeed, someone else has to fail. The promise of America is big enough. It's big enough for everyone to succeed. Every generation opening the door of opportunity just a little bit wider. Every generation, including those who have been excluded before. We believe we should leave no one behind because each one of us is a child of God. And every person is sacred. If that's true, then every person's rights must be sacred as well. Individual dignity, individual worth, individual determination, that's America. That's democracy. And that's what we have to defend. Look, even as I speak here tonight, 27 million people have already cast their ballot in the midterm elections. Millions more will cast their ballots in the final days leading up to November the 9th, 8th, excuse me. And for the first time, this is the first time since the national election of 2020, once again, we're seeing record turnout all over the country. And that's good. We want Americans to vote. We want every American's voice to be heard. Now we have to move the process forward. We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. We know that many states don't start counting those ballots till after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases we won't know the winner of the election for a few days until after, a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. It's always been important for citizens in democracy to be informed and engaged. Now it's important for citizens to be patient as well. That's how it's supposed to work. This is also the first election since the events of January 6th, when the armed angry mob stormed the U.S. Capitol. I wish I could say the assault on a democracy had ended that day, but I cannot. As I stand here today, there are candidates running for every level of office in America, for governor, Congress, Attorney General, Secretary of State, who won't commit. They will not commit to accepting the results of elections that they're running in. This is a path to chaos in America. It's unprecedented. It's unlawful. And it's un-American. As I've said before, you can't love your country only when you win. This is no ordinary year. So I ask you to think long and hard about the moment we're in. In a typical year, we're often not faced with questions of whether the vote we cast will preserve democracy or put us at risk. But this year we are. This year, I hope you'll make the future of our democracy an important part of your decision to vote and how you vote. I hope you'll ask a simple question of each candidate you might vote for. Will that person accept the legitimate will of the American people, of the people voting in his district or her district? Will that person accept the outcome of the election, win or lose? The answer to that question is vital. And in my opinion, it should be decisive. And the answer to that question hangs the future of the country we love so much and the fate the democracy that has made so much possible for us. Too many people have sacrificed too much for too many years for us to walk away from the American project in democracy. Because we've enjoyed our freedoms for so long, it's easy to think they'll always be with us no matter what. But that isn't true today. In our bones, we know democracy is at risk. But we also know this. It's within our power, each and every one of us, to preserve our democracy. And I believe we will. I think I know this country. I know we will. You have the power. It's your choice. It's your decision. The fate of the nation, the fate of the soul of America, lies where it always does, with the people, in your hands, in your heart, in your ballot. My fellow Americans, we'll meet this moment. We just need to remember who we are. We are the United States of America. There's nothing, nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together. May God bless you all. May God protect our troops. May God bless those standing guard over our democracy. Thank you. Godspeed.
Well, that was all over the place.
Yeah, that was his best to try and tell you that you better not vote Republican.
Right. And what's this about taking a few days to get the results, huh? he's always making a fool out of himself. And always referencing January 6th as though it was this horrible, violent act out of all these conservatives when we all know better.
And there's over 300 election deniers on the ballot this year.
Very nice. Yeah, it should be interesting, to say the least. I'm actually surprised that he could even say with a straight face that it's all about protecting our democracy. How many times did he say that? Got to protect our democracy.
They don't want to realize that we're in a republic, not a democracy, though.
Right. You just have to keep repeating it. This is supposed to be the president of the United States, and that's the kind of stuff you hear. It's a little bit sad. It's pretty sad. And then I hear reports of his daughter's journal talking about how they showered together when she was 11, and I just hear stuff like that, and you know, that never gets brought up. He just, you know, he just has. Well, I think that's why this whole thing with the Pelosi guy came out right when it did as well. You got to distract from what's going on, and as if some guy, you know, broke into the Pelosi's house in his underwear with a hammer and was looking for Nancy. That's so laughable. But anything to distract and take attention away from what's really happening.
Yeah, so if Paul Pelosi really was sleeping and this other guy came in his underwear with a hammer, why was Paul Pelosi also in his underwear with a hammer in his hand?
Exactly. Very fishy. And he got his skull smashed, according to Biden, but from what I understand, it wasn't until the police were standing there that the guy hit Pelosi with it. It's quite laughable. Everybody's in their underwear with their
hammers. With all that
security
in that house and all these,
right.
It's just weird.
It is.
That he broke into a window with all the glass falling on the outside and not on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And obviously they're busted, so they have to come up with some story. I guess this guy was willing to take the fall for it. They must be paying him off pretty substantially. That's, of course, what Biden's going to focus on, because that's more interesting than his usual drivel. And he's obvious. His gaslighting is so obvious. It's not, I don't know if anybody's fooled by it. I hope not. I hope regular free-thinking people who can put two and two together and have two brain cells to rub together, I hope that people can see through it. And it's trying to talk about political violence. What is that? What is this? He's trying to drum up some fear around going to the polls, so you have to, you're so scared that there's going to be some kind of violence, so you have to make sure to put your ballot in, and you have to mail in your ballot. It's too scary out there. What is this? I mean, I remember the day that I stood in long lines to place my vote. I'm not saying that's lovely, but also it's a lot less, there's a lot less of an ability to drop ballots and be fake.
Oh, I was going to tell you, I don't know how interested you are, but I heard Glenn Beck is supposed to be in St. George tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, that's true. I just barely actually got a text about that about probably an hour ago, that he is here with, what was that?
Mike Lee?
Mike Lee, yes. That's right. I just got the text about
that. That might be worth going to.
Yeah. Possibly. It will be crowded. Glenn has been here a few times. Recently, I think that was over the 4th of July, I believe. And he definitely draws a big crowd. And Mike Lee's pretty popular around these areas, so I'm sure they're going to have a good turnout.
Do they have early voting in Utah?
Yes.
Did you already vote?
No. Nope. No,
I wasn't trying to be funny. I didn't know if you did or not.
No, I'm just laughing because it's so ridiculous. It's hard for me to make a decision on who to vote for because I'm just so unhappy with them all. So I'm just laughing at the situation.
I thought you liked Mike Lee.
Yeah, he's okay.
It's better than the Egg McMuffin guy.
For sure. He's a total fake and a fraud. And I think everybody knows that. I would hope so anyway. I don't think
he
has
the Democratic
much of a
Party
chance.
Is funding him for some reason.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be conservative. What a joke. I think we all knew that early on because he ran, gosh, what was it? I guess it was in 2020. I'm trying to even remember now. And it was just his whole situation and his background and everything about him is just a joke.
Yeah, he's a CIA person. Like, really, we're going to trust this CIA guy?
Right. Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. I don't know anyone who's voting for him. But who knows? I mean, there could be magically all these votes. This, you know, shows that 100% of people voted. Who knows? Yeah, it's a little bit frustrating. But we'll see. I'm sure it's going to be a great turnout tomorrow. I have some friends who are going to go. I have some other things going on, and I'm certain they'll be able to glean the most important information.
All And then they're trying to get the ranked choice voting out here, which I can't believe people might think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that wherever you vote second and third, they get half a vote or a third of a vote. And there, realistically, you could get someone that finishes in third place, possibly, in actual votes, but because they have enough second and third places that they might be able to win or move up a position.
Huh. Interesting.
I could never think, well, I want to vote for the Republican or I want to vote for Shitsack. I can't decide, so I'm going to put the Republican first and put Shitsack second.
Yeah.
You don't have to put anybody second.
Right.
And that's not how elections work. It's not, you're not voting for the Baseball Hall of Fame where you pick your top 10 people. You're voting for the guy that you want to lead your country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems to me like the more confusing they can make it, the better. Makes it sound like there's something so interesting and compelling about it, but all it is just confusion. And people don't know what to do. They'll do what they're told when they're confused.
I honestly don't know anybody, really, that is thinking to themselves that, you know, I really can't decide between Trump or Brandon. I wish there was a way that I could vote for both of them because I can't decide. Said probably zero people in America in 2020.
I would think so. I think you're right. That's definitely not how we think about
those things. It's just strange to me how they're talking about Republicans are planning to steal the election in 2024. What, you mean by running out a better candidate than you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anything that makes Republicans or conservatives look crazy, anything that makes us seem like we're the ones to be fearful of and we're the ones who are going to cause a problem.
Yeah, but how many people are going to watch that and believe it, though? That's the thing. When you have a higher disapproval rating than an approval rating, yeah, people are not going to be swayed and say, you know what? I was supporting Trump, and I'm supporting my Republican candidates, but after Brandon's speech, I've changed my mind. Now, I don't know anybody that thinks that way.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, good point. Right, but I think that now if they can drum up enough fear around any topic, that just puts people in a freeze state and they don't dare make a decision. So it's almost like if you don't get out there and vote, then we're going to see the fall of America and it's going to be violence. And, you know, listening to Brandon speak, that's what it sounds like. We just have to get out and vote and make this all fair. We have to absolutely 100% just make it right down the middle, center, 50-50 everybody. And otherwise you're contributing to the fall of the democracy. And we all know that that's crap, but that's the way that they get the fear factors flowing.
Hey, you still see people going into the store wearing scams, so... There are people that will buy the hype for the rest of their lives.
Yes, and today, oh my gosh, I usually only see one once in a great while. Today I saw like a handful. I shake my head when they're in a health food store with their mask on. It's just like, huh? It just seems like something is, you're confused, but... Yeah, you're right. Everybody's just buying into it because they don't know what else to do. Scared and concerned and, you know, the conservatism is considered to be so, but a lot of the views of the younger generation look at conservatism as though it's just those are just the racists. They're the ones who don't believe in equality or rights or that we just feel like, you know, that there shouldn't have been any kind of movement towards something better and bigger. It's always that they're looking at us like, or conservatives, like we're...
And
we're
that,
so
that bigger
stuffy.
And better that you're talking about, Amanda, that's communism.
Mm-hmm. Truly. And if you can make everything equal, then, geez, nobody loses. Everybody wins.
Yeah, but
fair.
What are the odds that Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and George Soros are going to eat the bugs and own the nothing?
Right. Yeah. And the only way that you can
I think
do
those
anything
odds
is if your
right
social credit card is good.
You're
what? Sorry, what?
I think the odds of Bill Gates, George Soros, and Klaus Schwab eating the bugs and owning the nothing is right around 0%.
Right. But they'll definitely recommend that to us lowly peons, the rest of the world.
Yes.
We have to do our part to protect our democracy. And it's pretty obvious to those of us who can see what's happening. But I don't know. I have to wonder if how many of the younger generation are just so confused that they go with whatever is most popular or what's most focused on. And, of course, I thank the media for a lot of that because that's what they put out there. It's just a constant focus on how things would be so much better if only we could just stop this evil capitalism in its tracks and make everybody would be free then, and we could just have abortions. Everybody could have an abortion, whether you're a man or a woman. It would be free for all, and all your things would be paid for. You wouldn't have to worry about bills. Everything would be paid for by the free money. It really does sound like that to these younger kids. And that's communism, but it's even beyond that. It's like they really do think that being like China is a good idea. And you see the videos and the pictures coming out of China, and it's chilling. It disturbs me to the core to see what they're doing.
Yeah, let me just share here. So China had one case at China or Disney China, one case of COVID. And so they shut everybody in the Disney China, so you could not get out for a few days.
Oh, my gosh. That is psycho. That's exactly what I'm talking about. When they want us to be like China, that's what we'd be looking at. They can shut you down, and there's nothing you can do about it. Because if you can't use any of your own resources because it's all connected to the social credit system.
Yes, and it's all for the greater good.
Yes.
And that when someone says it's for the greater good, it means it's for communism.
Yes. But then everything would be equal and free.
Yeah.
We'd all be equal now. Yeah, that's my favorite. Hardly.
So
I see you sent me
right.
A broccoli man.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And then after a broccoli man, we'll open the phones. We got a caller.
Awesome.
But Mr. Broccoli comes first.
Sounds good. I've got it pulled up.
I'm waiting on it to finish loading up here. There we go. Okay. All right, I can count down now.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So this one's called Election Season featuring the Millennials. All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
I'm so glad we finally were able to vote for Governor Shitsack. the other person said they want to stop me from having abortions. I believe men should have the right to abort the baby inside the body right up until they are born.
Whoever wants to ban abortions when the baby is born just wants all peoples to die. So Jim, did you vote for the Republican? If you voted Republican, I am finna slap you into next month.
Whoever votes Republican should be taken to a fat camp. If only fat camps existed. I do not want a Republican to take the tampons out of the men's restrooms or not force us to eat subs and dumps and nothing.
No, B. I voted for the independent dude. I don't want to vote for shit sex, and he said he will increase the amount of gene therapies we have to get so we can leave our house.
There you go again. Only thinking about yourself? What about us people that want all Republicans and white people's guild? If you do not vote blue no matter who, then you are voting for the Klan.
That's right. You do not want anyone knowing you are part of the Klan.
How do you think I am part of the Klan? Did you forget I am black and Puerto Rican? If I am not white, how can I be part of white's only club?
Well, if you did not vote for Brandon or Shipsuck, then you is not black. The Klan knows who is black and who is not black anymore.
Look, V, I do not want to die in a nuclear war. I do not want to get drafted to kill some random people in a war.
Who cares about a nuclear war? January 6th was the worst thing that ever happened on Earth. It was worse than 9/11, World War II, and even 1,000 times worse than when they trained for 40 days and 40 nights and Noah had to put animals on his ark.
You cannot be serious, player. You really think January 6th was worse than all that, B?
You're right, Jamar. The only thing worse than January 6th was the day Trump got elected.
Trump being done tried to make us all go to work. With Brandon and Governor Shipsock, I can go into any store I want and get myself a four-finger discount and there ain't nothing the store can do about it.
If Shipsock is not governor, then the new governor might be getting pregnant again.
I know. It's that Green James again. That dude is a something ducker for real.
That dude does not understand how bad Trump's mean tweets are. When mean Trump tweet kills more people than the entire Vietnam War.
Yeah. Please explain how more people die from a guy writing something on Twitter than a huge war that killed thousands in several years. This I want to hear.
Because you something that cares doesn't understand how extreme and mean you are. Look at Trump's tweets.
So, help me understand. Being mean on Twitter harms more people than actually killing people?
Yes, you are incredibly evil and like killing people because you are against drag queen story time. You're also against cash bail when these poor victims are caught killing people.
It is all your fault and Republicans' fault when people have to go to jail. When someone gets arrested for killing someone in Chicago, that is all Republicans' fault. Stop arresting these people for no reason.
Please. I want to hear this. Explain how you agree that killing people should be legal.
You're stupid, that's why. When someone kills another person, they are killing a Republican. That doesn't count.
Hey, player, killing people is not legal, gee. I do not want anyone just coming by my house and killing me, and my parent one and parent two. I cannot co-sign on that.
That's because you bees is a secret Republican and you support Trump. We all need to support Governor Shipsuck and Brandon. We need to vote for Michael Robinson Obama in 2024 so we can finally have our communism.
Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Big up to Big Mike.
That's true. It is hurricane season right now in Florida, so even though we do not live in Florida, we need to get our new boosters. You're a loser for real if you are worried about the side effects.
Hey B, I died a few times already from these boosters. It is a miracle I am still here. I am tired of having to worry about if each shot is my last one, player.
You need to quit losing a whiny lame-ass baby and grow up, Jim Arthur. Look, I had 24 heart attacks and had COVID 48 times after getting my 59 boosters. But you do not hear me complaining. We need to make sure Trump can never make a mean tweet.
So, which election is Trump running in exactly? He has no been in office for 2 years.
How do you not know how serious it is? We need to make sure that no diesel fuel or any gas is pumped out of the United States. We need to leave that for China. We cannot have Trump in office ever again because he might start a nuclear war with Russia.
Oh wow. And you are okay with Brandon starting a nuclear war with Russia instead?
That's different. Brandon is going to start a war with Russia so Trump is not able to. He has to clean up Trump's mess.
I do not like Trump. But to be fair, he did not start any wars, B. Brandon wants to start this war and drop nuclear bombs. I do not want to get drafted and fight in a war against Russia.
That's because you bees is a whiny little biznitch. You need to stop listening to Proof Negative and keep getting your gene therapies. You need to accept the fact that Brandon cannot stop this war. It bees is Trump's fault, also why gas is expensive.
You realize when Trump was in office, the United States was a big exporter of oil. When Brandon took over, he closed most of the American pipelines. He replaced it with nothing. If there is no more oil being drilled due to Brandon's policies, then wouldn't the blame be on Brandon for not having enough oil? In 2020, we had enough oil to make sure everyone's homes had heat in the winter. Now you are going to freeze your kumquats off this winter due to bad woke communist policies.
How dare you talkish about communist policies? If you bees is a something ducker that hates communism, then you need to get the F out me country. You're listening to Kyrie Irving too much.
Why are you against my girlfriend trying to get me pregnant so much? You are so upset that Brandon legalized them getting pregnant. You want Trump to get re-elected just so he can ban them from getting pregnant again.
Do you even know what a woman is?
How dare you? That is such an offensive term.
Why are you being such a genderist?
But sugar, aren't you a woman?
You've been done piss me off. How dare you acknowledge the fact that I bees as a woman? It is not for you to judge me by my gender. All you all white peoples, all you want to do is offend us black peoples.
This is why I voted for Governor Shitsack. We need to make sure there are more race riots and division, not less. People like me who have lighter skin and sugar need to know their roles and apologize for their whiteness and for having a penis.
You do? What?
Sugar, I apologize 100% for being white something the current for having a penis. I wanted to go to a gynecologist and have it whacked off. But my girlfriend says she likes when I have a penis. Oh dear. I called my girlfriend the wrong pronoun again. The last time she heard I called her the wrong pronoun, she stabbed me so hard in my ballsack that I had to spend 3 days in the Wayne General Hospital and had 27 stitches. I had to put a splint on my penis. I could not wear panties or pants for 10 days. When I left the Wayne General Hospital, everyone was staring at my penis and telling me to cover it up.
I am finna call them right now and tell them you called them the wrong pronoun about 12 times up in this mug.
No sugar, please do not tell my girlfriend. I love her with all my heart and I will stop calling her the wrong pronouns. It is not fair to her that I keep calling her the wrong pronouns. I wish I could find a way to make it up to her. I hate making her angry by calling her the wrong pronouns.
Hey B, you calling Malik the wrong pronoun again like 12 times just now.
It is not fair that Republicans and my whiteness forces me to keep calling her the wrong pronoun.
Please. Do not become a millennial communist like these people. Please find your way back to God. Do not let Satan overrule you. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He keeps everyone up to date on what the globalists are doing to us. You need to wake up now and get prepared both for the physical evil and the spiritual evil. Listen to Proof on freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. You will be thankful you did.
I do not trust anyone who is against communism. I need my four-finger discount.
And I need to get pregnant. My girlfriend gets everyone else pregnant except me. Oh dear, I called her the wrong pronoun again. I am so sorry for having a penis and for being white.
All right, so that was the latest.
That's pretty funny. Oh, now I forgot what I was going to comment on with the your white, the whiteness requires you to be racist. What was, oh, shoot. It was pretty funny, just there toward the end.
Oh, he was apologizing for being white and for having a penis.
Ah, yeah. And it makes him use the wrong pronouns. That's what it was. His
yeah.
whiteness makes him use the wrong
pronouns.
The
Republicans and his whiteness force him to use the wrong pronouns.
Right. That's too, that was pretty funny. Even though his voice bugs me, but that's why. That makes it even more funny.
All right. So let's bring Vito into the fold here. Welcome in, Vito.
What's up, Proof? How are you? Hope you're all right. I didn't get the you weren't on the list tonight. I did get callers.
Oh no, that was on purpose.
Okay, good. As long as you're all right, that's all.
Yeah, I historically take Halloween off because in my room, if the light is on, then I'll have trick or treaters, and I don't want my doorbell to ring.
I gotcha.
And then yesterday I had a friend over who came in for a couple days, and we took her out. And then I was late because I was bringing her to the airport and took a wrong turn three times in a row.
That happened. I've been there, done that. But anyway, I've been to Culver's. I found one in South Carolina.
Okay.
It was right near the side of, it was off the side of 85. It was off of 85,
okay.
I believe it was. I parked on the side of the highway. I walked a quarter of a mile to the store.
Oh, you're kidding.
To the
wow.
No, it was worth it though. I have to say it was worth the trip. Probably the best burger I had. I'm not gonna lie. I had a double Swiss cheese, double patty Swiss cheese, lettuce, tomato, onions, pickles, and mushrooms.
Okay.
Wow. It was good. The only thing, like I said, the only bad thing about it was a little salty. That was the only thing.
Oh.
But other than that, it was absolutely good to go to eat. It was delicious.
Amanda's a vegan. It's known that Culver's is my favorite fast food place.
Well, I got to tell you what, I waited about a good 30 minutes. That's how crowded they were.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I took it to go because I had to get my truck. The truck was for all intents and purposes. It was parked on the side of a highway. So, you know, I didn't want to leave it, make it look like it was abandoned or anything like that because then I'd be right in trouble. But I was out and back in about 45 minutes. It wasn't that bad. But like I said, that was probably the best burger I've had.
Okay.
Hands down.
So,
maybe you should see if they can sponsor your show.
would that be one of your favorite fast food spots ever now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not like McDonald's. I mean, this is real beef.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is real meat that they use. Not like McDonald's, they use like, you know, some kind of genetic meat or whatever the hell it is. But but McDonald's French fries is still the best, Bruce. I can't turn down McDonald's fries.
Yeah, the Culver's cheese curds more than any French fries.
You know what? I could have had the cheese curds, and I should have had them, but I didn't. I substituted onion rings instead of French fries.
Hey, anytime you get onion rings instead of fries, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I mean, I wasn't, whatever they had, French fries, whatever they had going as far as French fries goes, it didn't look like it was to my liking. Like I said, I like McDonald's French fries. Those, I think, to me, those are the best French fries. But, the people there were friendly. The staff was good. It was a Saturday night and it was crowded. I ain't gonna lie to you, it was crowded for a Saturday night.
Yeah,
and I was talking to one lady. She goes, "Yeah, this is normal here." I'm like, "Wow, oh my god!" She says, "Yeah, you know, this is." She took her and the kids. And I gotta tell you, $13. I got a complete meal. I got a medium shake, a little shake, instead of a soda. And I thought the price wasn't bad. It was well worth it.
All right. Well, now, I'm glad I got another convert out there.
Well, absolutely. But getting on now to nuclear war. Did you know I listen to ABC Radio. I stream it on my phone in my truck. And last night, after Dahl went off the air, I put the show on. I was listening to Rita Crosby. Rita Cosby, I forget. I'm not sure if it's Crosby or Cosby. But anyway, she, all of a sudden, we have she goes, there's an emergency news report here. U.S. troops are now in the Ukraine. They are there to monitor, to keep track of our weapons.
Yeah. Right.
Isn't that how Vietnam
okay.
started?
Yeah, we were told we weren't going to get involved in there, and then we're just sending people there to watch.
Yeah, that's exactly
so that's what we call the okey-doke.
And the okey-doke is coming. It's common proof. When I heard that, I was like, that's it. You know, Putin is going to do something. You know, they swear up and down.
That
he's gonna,
I want you to know, Vito, that broccoli band I just played last week,
mm-hmm.
I heard a couple of Democrats were wearing their scams at a grocery store here, Albertsons, and they were talking about how they just voted and they had to vote for Brandon because Trump will get us in a nuclear war.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, Proof. I hope it doesn't go that bad right now. It's going there. But.
Well, if they're successful with stealing the election next week, I promise you we'll see a very speedy nuclear war happening.
Yeah, something's going to
happen.
While they're
bombing Russia,
no doubt.
They also want to invade the United States at the same time. And
yeah,
by
well,
that,
yeah.
I mean that they want to put people in camps who did not support the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
And they've told us
absolutely.
That for 2 years now, they've told us that.
It's like, I think you just said a little while ago, it's like they're inviting the Chinese system here.
Yes.
You know, look at Twitter. When they interviewed one of the people of Twitter, one of the execs, and the guy says, "We're fucking commies, man." He said it. "We're effing commies. We don't
mm-hmm.
believe in free speech." You know, and there you have it. You know, but you know now. I was listening to Levin tonight, and apparently the DOJ is now going to investigate Elon Musk on his dealings with. In acquiring Twitter to see if he had gotten any foreign money. Meanwhile, Biden is like everywhere with China, Ukraine. I mean, he's eyeballs deep in corruption, and they're going to look at Elon Musk. Could you imagine this?
But isn't Twitter a worldwide company? Twitter is not United States only.
Yeah, they're all over the world. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they are, how the company is based. I mean, I know they're based in America. I don't know if they have offices throughout the rest of the world. But, you know, they're all upset. He got rid of all the idiots that were there. He fired
yes.
them all. He got rid of all the socialists. So that was,
most of the socialists, not all, because there is somebody that was still trying to ban conservatives just
right.
a couple days
sure.
ago.
And they'll be weeded out.
Yeah.
They'll be weeded out. You know, I mean, I wanted to, I think I have a Twitter account. I'm not sure. I got to look. But, you know, I mean, I'm going to go on Twitter and, you know, I'm probably going to do it probably Monday. And I'm going to go on, I'm going to say, trannies are mentally ill. I'm going to see if they ban me.
Trannies
you know,
are mentally ill.
Yeah, and they are. You know, it's, and then we'll see how that goes. I mean, you know, I have nothing bad to say about homosexuals. They are, well, you know, they're happy. I know a couple of gay people, and they're as happy as can be. The trannies are the nuts. They are crazy. You know,
see,
I was
problem
listening
with people wanting to live their life. That's not my job.
100% right. It's not on you to force your beliefs on me. No more is this for me to force my beliefs on you. Either you respect my opinion, as I would respect your opinion, but proof. Let me tell you something. Every time I see a tranny, I mean, I stop in my tracks. I'm like, what the F did I just see?
Like that one dude that's a woodshop teacher that got those prosthetic 102, what was that, quadruple D breasts?
Yeah, I saw that video. I saw that video. I could not believe that no parents are even saying anything about it. Like,
but you're not
like,
allowed
seriously?
Yeah,
that's
if you
in
say
Canada,
something,
right?
You're the bigot.
That was in Canada, right?
Yeah.
Was that in that was in Canada, so yeah. Well, you know, Canada's starting to euthanize the mentally ill, so I think once they realize that the trannies really are mentally ill.
Yeah, the good news is that most of them most of them got the juice in them.
That too, absolutely. Oh, yeah, let's not forget about that. You know, I had a friend of mine who passed away last week. He had heart trouble. And he was telling myself and another coworker, here's when I was working at the airline. You know, we all work together at the airline. He says, why don't you get the vaccine? And I was like, Al, you're crazy, I said to him. He said, I'm not taking it. I have my reasons. I don't trust it. This is not science. I don't trust the science. He goes, yeah, my doctor told me that it's good because, you know, he was 57 when he died. He had a pacemaker. He had heart trouble, don't get me wrong. And, you know, myself and this other guy, Rich, you know, both of us would be like, you know, because this is after we merged with United Airlines, you know, this my friend now says, hey, there's a guy that thinks just like you. This guy, Rich, is, and I was like, yeah, how are you? And he and I were talking. Both of us are exactly the same. We both think the same way. And, my friend Al, he was saying to both of us to take the vaccine, right? And I was telling him, no, I'm not taking it, Al. I'm going to wait a couple of years, see how it works. If it does work, then I'll take it if it does work. And now we find out that they never even tested it, all right? They had no data to support that the vaccine even stopped you from getting it, but it stopped you from spreading it, but yet they moved at the speed of science. And if, like I said before, I mentioned it before, the speed of science takes like 15 years, all right, in these cases. But they injected us with something that we were told is good, and like I always say, you had Mr. Maddow on MSNBC tapping her finger on the desk, saying, you get that vaccine, it stops with you, as she's tapping her index finger on the desk on the podium in front of her. And when he said to get them back, this is out. I hope you're around in a couple more years. Prove me wrong. I want you to prove me wrong. So I hear that he was in the hospital last weekend, and that he wasn't doing too good. And the next thing you know, he died. So his daughter called me, and she told me everything that happened. All right. He had a cold that became a double pneumonia, both his lungs. From there, this is where things went completely haywire. They were trying to give him IV, and they couldn't find a vein. So they went to the surgery, and they start to do whatever surgery they do on him. The doctor comes back out and said, listen, he's having a circulation problem. You may have to cut off one of his legs. And then the doctor said, before we do that, he's starting to go into renal failure. So what the hell is going on here now? You go from, he's not pre-diabetic or diabetic. He's not diabetic or pre-diabetic. And yet he's having circulation problems? Are you kidding? I mean, they put him on a heart transplant list. I don't know if they autopsied him. I doubt it. When I heard he was on the transplant list, I was like, unless he's got $1 million sitting somewhere, he ain't getting nothing. You know, he's going to be, unless he's like David Rockefeller, he's not getting absolutely nothing as far as the heart goes. Sadly, he died. You know, and he didn't even last a year and a half? You know, and I think the vaccine killed him. My friend Rich says the same thing. He says, you know what went on. I said, Rich, I have my suspicions. And I told him what the daughter told me, and he goes, wow, man, that's not, you know, some heart trouble. I said, there's other stuff going on. That vaccine killed him, Rich, I'm telling you. I said, I said to Rich, both of us don't work for the company anymore. But I guarantee you, another 2 years, you and I are probably going to be getting called to go work for the airline because, like, half the airline is dead from the vaccine, and they're going to call back retirees. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll see how that goes in time. But I hope I'm wrong, like I say, but I don't think I am.
Hey, I don't know about you guys, Amanda and Vito. But I don't laugh at people usually for dying after they get a gene therapy, but that 63-year-old bodybuilder that said, I'll get it and I'll prove to you that it's safe, and then he died after getting it.
Who's this?
This was last week. Amanda, do you know who that was? Because I don't know the name.
I do know this story, but I can't tell you the guy's name off the top of my head. But he was very.
You heard about some guy in the NFL.
Yeah, the 38-year-old defensive coordinator.
38 died suddenly.
Yeah.
And you damn know he was vaccinated. You know, I think once the 5G is.
Oh, go ahead, Vito.
Yeah, I think once the 5G is, according to my friend Rich, you know, because he's got more time on his hands. He says once the 5G is in full operation, that's when we're going to see this thing really, really kick in on everybody.
Well, and don't forget too, you had labs in both London and Boston that are creating COVID with death rates of 80%.
Wow, yeah, I heard about that.
And why is nobody getting arrested again?
Oof, the problem is this. They're not going to arrest anybody because the January 6th people were the problem. They have to make that the priority. Everything else is second, is nothing. Don't worry about the corrupt FBI. Don't worry about the corrupt politicians. Yeah, just January 6th. You know, don't worry about the Durham investigation. You know, Donald Trump, January 6th. You know, which brings us now to Paul Pelosi. According to Levin, I was listening to Levin tonight, he said that the Secret Service has... Now, did you see pictures of the glass proof?
Pictures of what?
Of the broken window?
Yeah, though with the glass on the outside instead of the inside.
Proof. That window got blown out. There's no doubt in my mind that window got blown out from the inside.
Yeah.
Right? It's like somebody probably fell onto the window, was pushed onto the window. Something happened.
That window got blown out. But anyway, listening to Levin tonight,
he said the Secret Service has a live video feed of the premise. Front and back. And they never saw anything. Right, so does that mean that he brought maybe Paul Pelosi, who may be gay, may not be gay, we don't know, brought the guy into his home? Because Biden is still pushing the narrative that the guy broke in and, was claiming to be, as he told the police, this was a January 6th thing. I'm looking for Pelosi. I want to, you know. And I'm like, there is no way that this guy who has a Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter, I forgot what else. For everything that points to him being on the left, even his wife said he's on the left. This is not him. No way. As I said, we need to see the video, the body cam footage of the police, and the police are saying they'll never release that video, the body cam footage.
No, of course not.
Because it shows you right there what's going on. It's just insane, man. And they're politicizing this whole thing, and that's the scary part about it, man. And it's not what they're saying it is. And they're pushing this hard to dump it on Trump and the Republicans and the conservatives and the MAGA people, and they want to listen, poof. Biden in one sentence he says this violence has to stop, and in another sentence he's saying that the Republicans are evil, they have to stop, that like, basically, he's inciting people to hurt Republicans. That's basically what he's doing. All right. Hopefully next week, we'll see a lot of changes come in the House. And this time, they had better follow through with what they said they're going to do. Because the next time the Dems take over, it's going to be over. If they hold the House and the Senate, it's over. It's over for America. If they lose the House, which I'm pretty sure they will, they lose the Senate also, then they have to start reversing everything they've done. Now in New York, apparently, Schumer, not that his seat is in play, but I've been hearing things that, he's a little nervous that he might lose the election. Like, I didn't even know he was running for re-election until a week ago. Now, not that it's not hard to find, but there was nothing mentioned of him running. Until the guy that he's running, Joe Pinion, I think, or something like that. I forget the guy's name. He says we're only within about 4 or 5 points of beating him. And, 4 or 5 points in New York State, behind Schumer, that's pretty good, in my opinion, anyway.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, Joe Pinion, I think, is his name. Letitia James, apparently her seat is also in jeopardy. She refuses to debate the kid that's running against her. She's refusing to run against the kid that's debating, that's running against her. And she's putting it out there that she debated him because she doesn't want to hear his lies, that she's responsible for the crime in New York State. Now, why... If I was her, that's the last thing I would want to say. I wouldn't even discuss that. But now you're drawing attention to yourself now.
Well, yeah, look at Hochul, though. She says that people that think that crime is up in New York are
data deniers. Proof. Crime in New York City is crazy, all right? I will go nowhere. Like, this new gun the Supreme Court passed when the state said that you can't take your guns into churches, you can't take your guns into bars, you cannot take your gun onto public transportation, which most of the stuff is going on. A crime up in the trains are up like 40%, I think.
Why are you so worried about crime?
Well, it's not that I'm worried about it, but I won't go nowhere.
I'm saying what Hochul said.
Yes, 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 yes. True, yeah. Well, because it doesn't exist. People who get arrested have consequences. Yeah, but people who get arrested, especially the violent ones. I'm not saying just arrest anyone nilly willy, but people who commit violent crimes need to be put in jail and held there at least until trial, they could figure out what they're going to do with these animals. You know, Hillary Clinton called them super predators. She wasn't wrong when she said that about some of them. Right, some of them are really that screwed up. And I was listening, again, I was listening to ABC Radio today, and they have, at 5 o'clock, they have it's called the Cats Roundtable. The owner, John Catsimatidis, has his own talk show. I'm in Georgia. I'm driving around in Georgia, so the signal was coming in and out. And they had Cuomo on. So I'm like, I got to call up because, you know, Cuomo's saying I put the most progressive policies of any governor when it came to criminal justice in the United States. And I'm listening to them, and like, and no one is asking him, then why did you sign the Bail Reform Act? Because this is what's driving, is fueling crime in the state. But I don't think no one asked him that question. And, you know, as you know, we had hopefully yesterday was the first. She signed the Less is More Act, all right, which basically says if you're on parole and you're incarcerated on a technical violation. Now, a technical violation could be you failed a drug test, you're out past your curfew, or you violate other conditions of parole, or maybe you failed to show up for your parole visit. Unless you commit another crime, you can't be violated. So she basically commuted the sentences of most felons in New York State without issuing a commutation. So we're going to expect to see hopefully she gets voted out. But by the time she does get out, we're going to see a lot more crime in the state. And it's all her fault. Her and Cuomo.
Nobody just don't understand how people think that this is a good idea to let criminals do whatever they want to do. How does that bring them more votes? I just don't understand.
We had a lady in Buffalo and Hochul's from Buffalo. It was a lady in Buffalo. You could Google it, Proof. You should be able to find it. I didn't read the story at all. But anyway, her mother of three was executed by her husband in front of her three kids the other day. And he was arrested for domestic violence a day or two earlier. And the judge basically said, I can't hold you. I have to let you go. And he let her go, and he went right to her and he killed her right in front of the kids. And the mother of the victim is saying that this is all Kathy Hochul's fault. And I agree. But is something going to be done about it, Proof? Probably not. Probably not.
The only thing that could be done about it is vote them out, unfortunately. And then you have to vote
out. Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, truthfully, she should be in jail. You know, I think all these Democrats should be in jail because they destroyed the criminal justice system in this country. All right, they made it harder for the police to do their job. And granted, you know, the job of the police should be hard to a point. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty, so prove I did it.
Right.
You know, I totally agree with that. I mean, you know, when I locked people up, you know, rapists or child abusers or whatever. You know, when I read them the Miranda, when I get to the last question, I'm reading you six questions, and every question it says, don't open your freaking mouth, keep your mouth shut. And then I look at them and I ask you, now that I have advised you of your rights, are you willing to answer questions? And I'm looking at them and I'm like, please say no, please say no. And then they're thinking about it and I'm like, wow. Yeah, I'll talk, and I'm like, wow, what an idiot. What an idiot. you know, you never talk, you know, never talk to the police. Like I said, you know, I'm not saying they're bad. You know, no, they're not bad. But you don't, you know, if they got nothing on you, you know, and they come and talk to you about something that they think you did, unless you're under arrest and in a precinct, either in a cell or in an interview room, you know, cuffed to a wall, you know, with one arm, you know, with a, you know, cuffed to a bar on the wall, you say absolutely nothing, and even you say even less when they're talking to you outside of the police station. That's because you don't have to say anything to the police, nothing, other than, and the Supreme Court said, all that you have to say to the police is your name, your date of birth, and your pedigree, basically. And that's it. You don't have to say another word to them. You know, so. But, yeah, but this thing with Pelosi, this thing stinks to high heaven. We haven't heard nothing from Nancy Pelosi, right, at all. We haven't heard nothing from the doctors as to the condition of her husband, who you would think, being who she is, that they would have, like, you know, a doctor's briefing every couple hours as to his condition. But they're not going to do that. They won't, because this tells me that this is total hogwash, man, what went on. And, you know, there are people who are believing Biden when they said, this is the MAGA crowd. This is the MAGA crowd doing all this. This has to stop. And they're taking this is, we have to stop.
So I'm just trying to understand when they say that there's an illegal that went into his house. Well, whose policy is it to allow illegals to come freely into the country?
And it's not even illegal. This guy's been here for, what, 30 years? 20 years? 30
right.
years? One of the guys I work with, his girlfriend, his fiancée, is Mexican. Right? And she is she's in the medical field, in the bioscience, biochemist. I forget exactly. A very smart girl. And, you know, he's always going into Mexico to visit. I said, Bryce, why don't you bring her into the U.S.? He goes, she's trying. She needs a visa to come here. I said, what are you talking about? She needs a visa. She can come here to visit. She goes, no, she can't. She needs a visa to come to America. I said, Bryce, hold on a second. You got all these illegals coming across the border. You're telling me she needs a visa? He goes, yeah, she needs a visa to come into America. I'm like, this makes no sense, man. This makes no sense, right? Makes no sense whatsoever. All right. I said to him, okay, you know, what are you going to do? But that's basically it. But like I said, my week, my Saturday was pretty good. I had the Culver's. It was a decent-sized burger, too. It was, you know, those two patties. I mean, they were thin, but it was spread out. It was a nice big sandwich, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, and it was tasty. I will give them that much. You know, Swiss cheese on a hamburger. Oh my God, it's so good. So good.
I don't think,
you know,
there's a thing that Amanda would eat at Culver's, though.
Why, she doesn't like, she's a vegetarian?
She's a vegan.
Ah, vegan. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, I love cauliflower as much as the next vegan does.
Amanda and I have gotten together a few times now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when I go shopping, I do buy vegan mashed potatoes. I have to say that the cauliflower, apparently they're finding a lot of things to make with cauliflower, and it's pretty good.
You can make wings out of
cauliflower steak before. I don't know if you do that at all, Amanda, but I grilled a cauliflower steak.
Yes. I definitely have done it in the oven.
Proof, I will never, ever substitute beef for anything else but beef. I'm sorry. I love I love my steak. I you know, the one thing about working in a truck, in a semi, you know, you could have a grill. You could have a gas grill in the truck as long as it's butane. Those are small enough. But if you wanted like a barbecue, you know, you have to have a small grill. You could probably just make one steak on it. That's it. But nothing replaces, in my mind, a good steak. I'm sorry. You know, I drive up and down 95 and 85 and 75.
Uh-huh.
Man, I see all those cows on the side of the road. I'm like, this is, oh, my God. Oh, you're going to be on my plate one day, I said. You know, you're going to make the ultimate sacrifice. But, oh, another thing I saw on 85 going south in Georgia, a crocodile on the side of the highway.
Oh, really?
It had to be at least 10 feet long, Poof. And it was just chugging along, and I was like, look at this thing, man. Holy moly. It was massive. And I thought about stopping, but I was like, nah, I got to deliver this load. And God forbid anything happens. I don't want to get hurt. God forbid. Oh. But this is my first time I actually saw an alligator, and I saw it on the side of a highway in the U.S.
But how far were you from the ocean, though?
Not far at all. I was on 85, so 85 goes through the middle, I think, no? 75, 85 in Georgia. So you still have to get to 95 and then the ocean. So I don't know how far it is, but you still have a lot of lakes and stuff.
Okay.
You know,
is 85,
lakes, so,
is
you know.
85 going through Greenville?
Yes, it does.
That's what
it
I
goes
thought.
Through Greenville
okay.
and Staunton.
Okay.
Actually, no. There's two Greenvilles. There's a Greenville, Virginia, and there's a Greenville, North or South Carolina. I forget. Yeah, the Greenville is the Virginia is where I lay over a couple of times, you know, for an overnighter, and they call it Staunton, but the Greenville is like not even like 10 steps away. You know, literally, they just up out of the truck. Nice little area. Very nice area. You know, you look at the real estate. Wherever I go, I always go on realtor. I check out the prices. You never know. You know, I may have found a new home, you know?
Hmm.
I would love to move to Italy. That's my main goal, but we'll at least get a summer home there. I got the house in Pennsylvania, but...
I don't know. Not the way that the Italian economy... Well, Italy might have a fighting chance with their prime minister, but the economy is just about to be wiped out.
No, the proof. Their economy is nothing. I mean, I think they have, I think either 60 million or 90 million people, their population. Actually, I think it's 90 million, and according to Deagle.com, when they made their worldwide projections or population projections, they had Italy down to either 60 or 30 million.
Mm.
And I lost a couple weeks ago. I lost two cousins in less than 5 days. They were both vaccinated. You know they were both vaccinated. So that happened to start the first slowly. And more to come. That's the scary part about it. But we'll see. Once this 5G kicks in, Pierce, we're going to see what's going to happen. And this is the scary part for a lot of people. You know, and what's his name? The one that did the JFK movie. What's his name? The director. Oh.
What's his name? I forgot his name.
Oliver Stone. When his son did the... did a thing with Jesse Ventura down south, I think in Atlanta or somewhere near Atlanta. They had a yard, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of coffin liners. You could fit three or four bodies in each one, right? Why do you have to have so many on hand? I mean, it's an astounding number. They had it on video, and you know, what are they going to get ready for with that? We're going to find out soon. I got a funny feeling they're going to break those things out, and they're going to be dumping three, four bodies in
the time. I wonder how fast they're going to go to that if the Republicans win next week.
Well, I think they're going to, at the least proof, they're gonna smash the economy down. I do believe that's coming.
Yeah.
It all depends on how fast it's going to happen. Is it going to happen on January 2nd? If the Republicans win, or are they going to wait a little longer and then just unleash the hell on us? It's going to happen one way or the other.
Well, there's no way that we'll be able to get a veto proof. So they're going to end up with less than 60 in the Senate at the very least, which means that there can be a lot more executive orders.
Yeah, but executive orders can only be done when technically executive orders can only be issued when Congress is not in session. You know what I mean? He just can't, like the student loan thing.
Yeah.
That's out of his purview. All right. It's still a financial thing. Congress, it's still all bills shall be passed through Congress. You know, through Congress. I forget how it's worded. And that's where it's from. That's something for the Congress. Even Nancy Pelosi said he can't do this. That's our job. So hopefully they got some lawsuits right now going on, and hopefully they'll be able to throw out what he did. And I think it's gonna happen. I think it's gonna be a stop is gonna be put to it.
Yeah, but are we really putting our hope into McCarthy and bitch McConnell? I don't think so.
No, that's another issue. McCarthy, McConnell, he's got to go. You know, McConnell has to go. He should not be the House Speaker. I don't think he's married to Elizabeth Cho. She's a Clintonista, I'm not mistaken. I mean, come on. You're kidding me, right? Why can't someone say, listen, Mr. Speaker, you've got to leave. You know, not leave, stay where you are, but you can't be the leader of the Senate, the leader of the Republicans no more. You know, it's just, you know, he's a rhino. As far as I'm concerned, Mitch McConnell's a rhino, man. Tried and true rhino he is.
Yeah, but he hasn't really been challenged, though. So
no,
they're
afraid to challenge him. They're afraid to challenge him. I mean, I understand. You know, I get how it works. But, you know, somebody's got to do something. Somebody's got to step up their plate and say, look, we have a shot here of holding on to this, to the Senate, and grow on it, you know, in future elections. But we can't do it with you. You got to step down. Let us do what we have to do. We'll take care of it. You know, the Democrats.
And he's pushing.
You know,
he's pushing 80 years old himself.
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats say elections have consequences when they're running the show, and if they lose the show, well, we should have compromise now. No, bullshit. Screw you. There ain't gonna be no compromise. We don't want no compromise with you guys. You won't compromise with us. You know, driving down, driving down 85, and you see billboards of Abrams and Warnock. They're on the same billboard. They're on the same billboard, which I think is tactically it's a good thing. You know, apparently Warnock is he still has a chance of beating or holding on to his seat, whereas Abrams, she pretty much has no shot, but.
So,
you know, you put
so,
her, you put her with
I,
him.
I learned today that Warnock, they've spent more money on him than most presidential elections are spent. They really put some serious coin into Warnock.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, the dudes are a piece, and yet,
you know, the thing that's killing him is the people that they've been evicting out of his property that the Ebenezer Church owns. It's biting them in the ass, and they've been evicting people for 20. If they owe $20 on rent, they've been evicting them. $28 one person owed in his rent, and he was able to get them evicted for $28. Could you imagine that, Proof?
But
and it's
a
property owned by.
That wouldn't hurt a soul.
Say again?
He's a loving reverend that
yeah.
wouldn't hurt a soul.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, listen, the guy knows how to speak. That we know. But, you know, now we know he's full of crap. That's all he is. He is just full of crap. He's a loving soul, right? You know, hopefully one day he'll meet St. Peter's, and St. Peter's will say to him, remember when you were a senator? Well, we were watching you.
We were watching you.
We were watching you from up here. Yeah. Well, we'll see. You know, we will see, Poof. We shall see.
So what else is going on with you, Amanda?
Sorry, what was that?
I was asking, I didn't want you to think you were the third wheel here. You're a very vital part of tonight's conversation.
Oh, no, you know I like to listen. I was very much interested. I did want to ask, though, you had mentioned there are three things that you, the only three things you have to tell a police officer, your name, your birthday, and what was
your
the
name,
other thing?
Your name, your birthday, and whatever pedigree, you know, where you live. Social Security number, if they ask, that's all you have to give if you're under arrest.
So you would have to give your Social Security number if you're asked. Is that what you said?
Well, if you're under arrest.
Okay.
If you're under arrest. You don't
Good
have
to
give it to them, but those are the only things that you need to say to the police when they talk to you. Other than that,
okay.
You shut your mouth.
Interesting. Yeah.
Say
I
a
word. Hear a lot of rumors.
That's why
so
they read you your Miranda warning. You look up Miranda warning. They ask you six questions. All six questions basically tell you to shut the F up. And people still want to talk. It's
right,
amazing.
Right.
And outside of jail, if a police officer comes up to you and you're walking the street, and says, listen, I want to talk to you about something. And I mean, you could politely, you know, tell them I'm not talking to you. There's nothing wrong with that. Or they turn around and say, well, I need your name. I said, I'm not giving you my name. Unless I'm under arrest, I'm not giving you my name. Have a nice day. And that's it.
Good to know. Yeah, that's a question I've had because, well, in 2020, I had a friend who, well, she's not a direct friend of mine, but a friend of a friend. So in general, I know this person, and she was threatened with arrest for going to the store without a mask on, and so by the employees, and she, of course, told them they have no jurisdiction over her, and they were out in the parking lot, and the police came, and they were questioning her, and she refused to give them her name, and so they threw her in jail for the weekend, and were very
for what?
Very unkind. So I was just curious how that plays out for someone in your position, if what you suggest or what you recommend, or you know, obviously
well,
they didn't well, like that.
If they're going to arrest you, don't resist. All right.
Right.
Because you
right,
see
right,
what happens
yeah.
to all the knuckleheads that do resist. What happens to them? You
right.
Know, it always doesn't end good. It does not end good. Just go along.
Yes, and they said they were arresting her for not giving her information. So they were just
That's not a crime. That is not a crime.
Right.
I do not have to give you, unless I am in handcuffs, do not have to say anything to them. You can tell them, you can flip them, you can give me a middle finger. Let me ask you, are you aware that the police have no duty to protect you?
Right.
That
yeah.
I knew about. The protect and serve is to the government, not to the
correct.
Person.
They are there to protect the machine.
Right.
They don't have to protect you.
Right.
The Supreme Court
ruled
on that
right?
In 2005. You could Google it. Google, police have no duty to protect you. You'll be shocked at what you're going to read. And then 2019, I think it was 19, a court issued another ruling that basically said the police could sit there and watch you get killed, and the police do not have to step in. They do not have to step in. So, like I said, when I had to speak to someone, when you speak to someone outside of a station house, it tends to give them a sense of, because they're out, I'm out of my norm. As opposed to, I'm in their territory, and they feel more comfortable. So yeah, most of the time, they will talk to you. But once I got you in the precinct and I have you cuffed to the bar, you're under arrest, man. Once you're detained, that's it. Detained is arrest and detention. Arrest is, with detention comes Miranda. There's a lot of things. Not a lot of things, but you gotta just. A lot of people don't understand the law. That's what I'm getting at. And if you just kept your mouth shut, I have a friend of mine. He's having some issues with the neighbor, and whenever he finds out some information, I put it out there. I go on another social media site. It's a police social media site. And whatever he tells me, which it's verified, I pretend that I got this information. But what I do is, all I say is that such and such, such and such, and such and such, and my sources are unimpeachable. Well, don't you know, one day I get a phone call from a DA's office, the Richmond County DA's office, and they're asking me if I'm doing private investigator work. I'm like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about, which I'm not. And like, well, we're hearing that you're doing PI work. I said, dude, I don't know who's telling you that, but whoever's telling you that, they're pulling your leg. And that was it. I didn't say nothing else. Even district attorney's offices, yes, they are law enforcement also. But like I said, when you get pulled over in a car and the cop asks you for your driver's license, insurance, or registration, just give it to them. Stop, what did I do? I didn't do nothing wrong. And then what happened. And the gunshots start coming out. The cops were threatened or whatever, and then now we have another dead idiot, and now the media wants to know is why. Why did this happen? Well, if you look at the body cam and he just complied with what the officer said, he'd still be alive. Like a friend of mine, he has since passed. He died many years ago. I worked with him. We worked together in the special victim squad, and he was having some issues with one of the town upstate where he had LaGrange, New York. Yeah, LaGrange, New York. He was having an issue with the surveyor from the town, and. Whatever was happening, they wound up calling the sheriff. And the sheriff threatened him with arrest. He goes, and he told him, he says, I don't know what you're going to lock me up for, but he said to him, know this, if you have to lock me up, I will not resist, but I'm going to sue you to no end after all this is done. And the sheriff walked away. He knew he couldn't lock him up. He was just intimidated. That's all. Just don't be intimidated by the police when they speak to you. You know, for the most part, they're not there to cause you any harm. They're there just to do their job. And, you know, they're trying, you know, to get answers to something. I mean, if you see a crime, you're a witness, yeah, you know, you can say what happened. They're going to ask you for your name. You do not have to give your name even for that. But, you know, if you're a witness to a crime and, you know, you saw something, yeah, maybe you should give them your name, you know, just in case they need, they need to further work the case. You know, as far as prosecution goes, you know, the DA may need you to testify or something like that. Because a lot of times, when you witness something, you might be the only witness for the crime who can corroborate what happened. So, at that point, yeah, you know, this is my name or whatnot. But if you're just walking down the street and the police officer, you know, I want to talk to you about something. It's what do you want to talk to me about? You know, well, I need you to wait. I'm not waiting. Just keep walking. If you want to talk to me, let's talk. Walk with me. Come on. You know, there's nothing for me to say to you. And again, you not to be disrespectful, you be polite to them. Unless I'm in jail, unless you're going to detain me, physically detain me by putting me in handcuffs and taking me to the precinct, that's it. A police officer, the only time a cop detains you is when you're under arrest. They can't say, well, I'm holding you because I'm doing an investigation. You know, at that point, you say to them, go F yourself, I'm not staying. I'm not sticking around for this. See you later. You want to lock me up, lock me up, but I'm leaving. See you later, buddy boy. And that's that. But to lock your friend up just because that person wouldn't give the cop a name? No. I never heard of that before. That makes
absolutely
no sense. Yeah,
that's what
we
were all wondering.
Well, did they have a lawyer?
You know, yes, I do believe she did get a lawyer. And, of course, it was 2020, so everything was being postponed and pushed off. And
yeah, but the lawyer had to know what the charges were.
Right, and I think they had come up with something that was completely unrelated. They were trying to prosecute her for trespassing because it was the mask thing, and she was still in the parking lot, and so therefore still on the property, and so I think they were trying to intimidate her with trespassing, and she was not having any part of it because she was not trespassing,
absolutely.
And she wasn't resisting
totally
arrest.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
And so in retaliation, because she wasn't fearful and doing everything they told her to do, they threw her in jail for the weekend, and it was pretty bad experience. So
yeah, it's not, you know, listen, when I was a uniformed cop, taking guys down to Central Booking, you know, they put you in a, when they're processing you before you go up to the court, you're in a cell with like 30 or 40 other guys, you know, and it's not pretty, man. It's not pretty.
Yeah, it was a bad situation. She had a disabled daughter at home, an adult daughter who's disabled, and no family around to help take care of her daughter, and they left her in. It was a Friday, and they left her in there until Monday when they could go through all the processing, and it was a pretty intense situation for her daughter as well. And of course, you know,
yeah,
she's on a budget.
I don't understand how they leave them in how they left her in jail like that, because in New York, you have to see a judge within 24 hours of arrest.
Oh, well, these were special circumstances because 2020 was so intense that you couldn't be in front of a judge or everybody would die from the infected air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Well,
I'd have to ask again.
So I'm guessing she's not vaccinated.
Oh, well, no. Definitely
yeah.
No.
Go for her.
Nope.
Go for her. Well,
yeah,
listen, there's going to be a lot more of us out there soon. We're going to outnumber the vaccinated soon. You watch.
Yep. I tend to agree with that.
Yeah. The unvaxxed are going to outnumber the vax soon. Oh, God, man. I hope I'm wrong.
The name of that bodybuilder who died is Doug Brignall.
Rig, how do you spell that?
It's B as in boy, R-I-G, N as in Nancy, O-L-E. Brignoli?
N-O-L-E, Brignoli. Hold on a second.
Brignoli, yeah. So that's, he was, he is quoted as saying, I'm vaccinated. Well, the first of two. Let's get this done so we can get back to traveling, going to concerts, and having fun. My vaccine was yesterday, and I had no problem with it. I have enough confidence in the vaccine based on my research to get it done. Those of you who think the vaccine kills people can use me as a test. If I die, you are right. If I don't die and have no ill effects, you are wrong and should admit it, at least to yourselves.
Yeah, it says bodybuilder and author Doug Brignoli's cause of death revealed as COVID-19 infection.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I thought
it
was
wait a minute. Politifact. Yeah, it is Politifact. Bodybuilder Doug Brignoli died from COVID-19 infection, not the vaccine killing the fine. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Ah! This is a joke now, man. Oh, God. Oh, let's see. Suffolk Radio DJ.
So, in breaking news, I guess, this was about an hour and a half ago, President Trump has officially sued Letitia James.
Well, Poop, did you hear the press briefing that the San Francisco DA gave?
No.
Oh, my God. I thought it was Letitia James. It sounded like, it's like, what? It's like total bullshit. You know, they're just trying to put things together to make it sound like a crime happened. They said he broke the window and gained entry through the house. That window got blown out. Not blown in. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know nothing.
But most people don't believe that this is a Republican guy who's that. Like, they posted whatever top Republicans are, and they threw together a website real quick and said that these were the shows that he listened to. But he was a Bernie Sanders fan, and he was involved in Black Lives Matter. So just because you put somebody out there that you've listened to him, does that mean that, like, I'm not a Mark Levin fan, but sometimes if I don't change the channel fast enough, he's on for a few minutes. So does that believe that that just because he says something that I have to believe it?
Correct.
Like, if I watch The View for 5 seconds, does that mean that just because I listen to a clip to decide whether or not to play it on my show, that means that I co-sign automatically with it?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not like that. You're allowed to listen to other people, and you're allowed to
Correct.
Form your opinions.
Correct. 100% proof. And that's the thing today. They don't want to hear what... Look, this generation... Actually, I don't know what the hell is out there today, whatever they're called. Not
mm-hmm.
our generation. Am I Generation X? Are we Generation X proof?
I don't know. How old are you?
I'm going to be 60.
Well, I'm 50, and Amanda is what she is, and I think you're part of Generation X.
Okay, so Generation Z, I guess,
yeah.
That's the one they're called. If you don't agree with
that... Well, now it's beyond Generation Z, I think, who's being born now. Generation Z is the one finishing high school right now. The ones after that is Generation Alpha.
Is that how they push them? Is Generation Alpha now?
Yes.
Yeah, well. Yeah, Alpha. Oh, God, I hate to see what comes after them.
Well, Generation Alpha will be the first ones that were born with men having the right to get pregnant.
Well, as the one doctor said, men, what did he say, cis men, but especially trans men can get pregnant.
Yeah.
That's what the doctor, a medical doctor said that, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, just show me where the baby comes out of, and I'll believe it.
Yeah. Absolutely proof. Absolutely.
Well, Amanda, your friend Mike, hopefully he gets pregnant one day.
Hmm.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the conversations after that happens.
Yeah.
The Dead Kennedys drummer. I'm sorry to cut you off. Dead Kennedys drummer.
Dead Kennedys,
I didn't know his name.
Died. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Died unexpectedly.
The cause of death
of
explosion. Oh my God.
So, a Rikers Island corrections officer is stabbed and attacked. Attacked and stabbed 15 times in the back of the head. By an inmate.
Yeah. Yep, this happened the other day. And he's locked in. The inmate is waiting trial for murder. I think he killed his girlfriend, if I'm not mistaken.
And what, he's going to plead not guilty with killing a corrections officer?
The officer didn't die, from what I understand.
Yeah. Right, so he's going to plead not guilty for that.
Yeah, of course he is.
So in India, there was a young 25-year-old dancer. This was a dude dressed in drag, and during his performance, he falls down and dies of a heart attack at age 25.
Oh man, this is so scary, man. Oh my God.
So what's diesel fuel looking like right now, Vito?
I'm gonna tell you, last month I primarily try to go and get my gas from I don't know if they're out where you are. Love's stations.
Okay.
They have that's where we get out. They have a few of them, but Love's. I try to go to Love's because their bathrooms are the cleanest. Their showers anyway are the cleanest. Last month alone, I got 1,040 something gallons of diesel fuel. And I think on the average, I think they were paying $5.40 a gallon.
Mm.
So, and already this month, and we're 2 days in, I think I got 140 gallons already. So, you know, I'm probably going to beat last month's numbers. But just think about what they're, if they're doing that to, for just one truck. I mean, you know, I'm sure we get diesel at a discounted price also. I'm sure that it's a few pennies cheaper than just the regular independent drivers pay. But I think I've been seeing it about $5.40 a gallon. I did see regular gas in North Carolina for $3.14 a gallon, which I was really shocked at. I thought I was $3.14. I thought I was seeing things. And I actually slowed down to look at that to make sure I was looking at the right number. 314. I was on the phone. I was on the phone with a friend of mine. And I said, "Dude, let's fucking gasoline here is 314 a gallon." I says, "This nuts. I'm not hallucinating. I saw 314 a gallon."
Well, Yeah, I haven't even seen $4.14 a gallon in a long time.
Yeah, we haven't seen it in a couple of years.
It just gets me, though, how some of these commies think that somehow that this economy is Trump's fault or Republicans' fault when they control the
proof,
Congress.
They have to. And if the Congress is taken over by the Republicans, I'm telling you right now, January 2nd,
we're going to go into
a deep recession. And they're going to blame the Republicans.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
they're out there saying that you – that's all they have. Absolutely, that's all they have. But people will believe it. They're out there saying still they're using the same tactic that they do every election cycle. The Republicans are going to take your Social Security. Man, I remember
them
saying that.
And they're going to take your abortions away.
Yeah, listen, not in New York State, not with Hochul anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not in Jersey, not in Connecticut.
But you see flyers all over the place that the other candidate is too extreme and they're going to take the abortions away. I've seen various ads from many different states, and it's just there was one of them. It was the same ad. They just took the name and the picture and swiped out the names, but the message was verbatim, literally. The same colors, they just replaced the picture.
They're moving pieces around. It's still the same.
Oh, Dr. Oz on this one doesn't want any abortions. Let's go ahead and take his picture out, and we'll send this one to Georgia, and we'll put Herschel Walker in there.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah, a friend of mine got. Yeah, from my friend Nikki got a flyer. He lives in Pennsylvania. He was reading me a whole bunch of things. Fetterman is not for raising taxes. He damn well knows. He's not only is he for raising taxes, he wants to empty the prisons. He wants to empty the jail of anyone incarcerated from murder to down. And I say this to people. That means he wants to release rapists, too,
mm-hmm.
and child abusers. So you think about that.
Oh, I got to play this today.
My name is John Fetterwoman. And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. No.
That's funny. That is so funny, too. You know,
I don't know. I if I said my last name is John Fetterwoman, that I don't know if my wife would still want to be here if I seriously wanted to go by Fetterwoman.
Well, did you see what did you see what Fetterman's wife said the other day?
No.
That swimming is racist because blacks don't know how to swim.
Oh.
I'm like watching
that. That do know how to swim.
Listen, who knows? You know, for her to say that blacks do not know how to swim, that in of itself is a racist comment.
Well, what about when they said last year that math is racist because black people don't know how to do math?
And doesn't anyone see that? All they're doing is insulting the black race.
Well, I thought
making
they insulted
them,
the black race when they took Angela.
Yeah, a long time ago, Proof. It's like they tell them they don't have ID. And Mark Dice went out and asked, you know, blacks, you know how to get an ID? I know how to get an ID. Said, okay, thank you. Because apparently so-and-so, I forget what politician, saying that blacks don't know how to get IDs. What are you talking about? We don't know how to get an ID. We know where to get an ID from. Yeah, well, apparently you're not smart enough to get one.
Maybe Hank Johnson in Georgia doesn't know how to get one because he still thinks that Guam is about to capsize because it has too many peoples on it.
Hank Johnson needs to blow into a needs to have a breathalyzer test every time he speaks, because that dude is nuts, to say the least, Bruce. For him to make that comment that Guam is going to tip, yep, sure it is. Guam is going to tip over. It's so overpopulated on one side that it's going to tip over. Yeah, sure it is. Dude, you're nuts, dude. You are nuts. And you can see he was drunk when he made that comment.
You think he was drunk?
Absolutely, Proof.
Well,
he was
I don't
either
know.
Drunk
he
or high
he
on
doesn't
something.
Have an ID to buy alcohol with, so I don't know if he got drunk.
So true. Yeah, you're right.
But he's won
that
seat
true.
Eight times already, believe it or not.
He what?
That was Cynthia McKinney's old seat.
Really? He took, oh, he won her seat. And she found religious Cynthia McKinney, no? Didn't she realize the Democrat Party?
Yeah, she left
turn
the
around
Democrat
to the
Party, yes.
Yeah, yeah. She was spewing that message for a while until she woke up and realized that, you know, there's something wrong here. Yeah, she had the problem at the airport, no? Yeah, she was the lady that had the problem, the issue at the airport.
I know she was the lady that got arrested at the Gaza Strip for trying to bring supplies to the kids that were in that area while they were in the middle of a war.
I didn't know that. I did not know that, Proof. I did not know that. What are you going to do? Seriously, what can you do, Proof? What can be done?
All I know is that if the Democrats get their seats back and they win the Senate and Congress, then they're going to really go after most of America while they're trying to attack China and Russia at the same time.
Well, as I said before, Proof, when I said this, they want a perp walk Donald Trump. That is their ultimate goal. They
to
want
start
him in handcuffs.
They want the American people in camps.
They want Donald Trump in front of television cameras. They don't care what he did, if he even did anything. But they want him in cuffs.
But that's not going to help them at all as far as public sentiment, but they don't care anymore.
No, they don't care because there's a guy, Ben David. Oh, speaking of, this guy was a Jewish guy, Ben David something or another. Every once in a while I listen to him, you know, what he has to say. And the guy, you know, he's a conservative Jew. He says some pretty good things. At least I think he sounds conservative. But then again, I could be wrong. But he had some guy on stage, and the guy said, and he said what I've been saying. He said that they want to arrest Donald Trump. He says, at the least, they're going to crash our economy. That's going to be at the least. At the worst, if they try to arrest Donald Trump, there will be a civil war in this country.
And I
put that on Facebook.
The civil war. It's funny that you get these regressives that are against people having guns, but they want war.
Yeah, they want war. Yeah, and they want nuclear destruction, and they have no idea what nuclear they want this to happen, man. That's the crazy part about it. They want to see nuclear annihilation. They think that, you know, seeing a mushroom cloud is something good to see. It'll fix everything. Or the threat of nuclear annihilation will fix everything. You're going to fix nothing. It's not going to fix a damn freaking thing, man. Oh, boy. What's coming is going to be bad. Oh.
Yeah. But
bitch McConnell and McCarthy will probably help Brandon.
Yeah, absolutely. Proof, I guess, like, you know, we all know they're rhinos, man. That's all they are. They are rhinos, plain and simple.
But the Republicans need like 54 or 55 seats just to break even, because they still got Collins, they still got Bitch McConnell, they still got Mitt Romney, and they might still have Murkowski.
I think Murkowski's going to lose. I really do.
I hope so.
I think she's going to go down in flames. She deserves to go down in flames, man. I remember when, what's her name, Feinstein would corner her. There's a picture of Feinstein cornering her. And she looked like, you know, Feinstein was like basically staring her down right in the picture. And Murkowski was melting. You know, who, you know, you're a Democrat. Don't, you know, get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was during the impeachment stuff. I'm not sure. But I remember Feinstein. What was the picture? Feinstein, she had Murkowski cornered. Yeah, that's what I remembered. And Murkowski was like totally, she was cowering, basically. Like, you know, it was like being scolded. And she didn't know how to respond.
Oh, my brother just sent me something that said a guy, Christian Javier, just threw a no-hitter in the World Series game today.
Really?
Yeah, on the Astros.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Second of no hitter. Look at that. He pitched the whole game. Oh, he didn't pitch a whole game.
Oh, he didn't? I don't know.
I don't know. It says here, behind an incredible alley from Christian Javier and similarly stellar work from the bullpen. The Astros silenced the potent Phillies lineup. So he didn't...
Okay.
The second in history. Wait a minute. I have to look at the box score. No, Javier got the win. Box, here we are. Bear me 1 second.
Yeah, he threw 6 innings.
Yeah, he's 6 innings. What the hell is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Struck out 9. Okay, that's impressive. Walked 2.
Yeah, it was a great start. It wasn't phenomenal or anything.
Yeah, but he didn't. No, they put three. Wait a minute. They put three other relief pitches in, too, on top of that.
Yeah, wow, so he pitched six innings and one guy in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. So,
Wow.
Yeah, that's not... If he pitched 8 innings, I would have given it to him. Six innings. They took him out because they thought he might give up a hit.
Wow. This is bullshit.
Yeah, they won the game.
Yeah.
Oh, you might not have heard this, but the commissioner of baseball gave the green light and the go-ahead, and he's also wanting to waived the relocation fee for the Oakland A's to move to Las Vegas for 2024.
Yeah, I can't believe that they're going to do that. I really cannot believe that the A's are leaving.
That's such a storied franchise over there, what they had for all those years, man.
Yeah, well, if you look at it, though, that area in the United States is hemorrhaging population bad.
They don't even have – they have
a city with one of the fastest-growing populations.
Yeah, what do they have in a game, like 100 people a game in Atlanta?
They have what?
What did Atlanta, not Atlanta, Oakland have, like 100 people in the stands a game?
Well, I know that the AAA team in Las Vegas for the Oakland A's for the past 2 years have averaged more fans than the Major League team.
Well, that's cool. Now, where are they going to put the team? Do they have a stadium?
I don't know, but the commissioner wants to make this happen, like, now.
Wow. And Vegas is ready to put a team there.
They're ready to put a team here. I guess they might play in the minor league stadium for a little bit, but they've discussed this has been ongoing for almost 2 years now where they've discussed this.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, it's a shame that Oakland leaves, man, but they shot themselves in the foot.
Oh, it was inevitable. I mean, when the city's hemorrhaging population and they're demanding a new stadium, and the stadium is there from the 1960s, and it is run down. It's time to move on.
Yeah, I mean, that
so,
makes,
you know, I just got the 90-second buzzer, and there's the 60-second buzzer, which means we out.
It is what it is, Proof.
Yeah, well,
another
I'll
good
be here
night.
Tomorrow.
All right, well, probably should be around tomorrow. I'm going to be in Atlanta for a couple of days, so.
All right, and V will call in tomorrow, too.
All right. Yeah, downtown Summerlin, Las Vegas. Las Vegas ballpark. Yeah, they got a nice little ballpark there for a minor league team.
Yeah, that's the Triple A team here. That's where they play. So if they have to sit there for a year or two, they'll sit there for a year or two.
Yeah, that's all.
All right. Well, Vito, thank you for calling in tonight. Everyone else, I'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you.
Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Boots.